Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time to check in with the voice of the Chiefs, the one, the only, Mitch Holthus. We're a week out from the draft. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Kling. And what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Turned winter again. Yeah, good. Swinging away. I don't think anything stopped since the Super Bowl. It really hadn't slowed down a whole lot. And they're barreling in on the draft. By the way, Booth Creek Wagyu, that is amazing, amazing, healthy. We enjoy it. And here you go, Bob, because you're headed to Smith Center. If you look into the origin of Booth Creek Wagyu, you'll find a Smith Center person as the one of the guys that started that. So, Smith Center's everywhere.
Circle of life. I was just going to say, everything in life is 6 degrees of separation from Smith Center, Kansas, isn't it?
Including SoFi Stadium.
Go ahead.
In fact, yeah, because SoFi Stadium's on the grounds of the old Hollywood Park, which was owned by D. Hubbard, who's from Smith Center. Was from Smith Center, passed not long ago. Yeah, Ruidoso Downs, he was involved in owning racetracks and real estate, made his money in glass, but a proud graduate of Smith Center. So SoFi Stadium is tied into Smith Center. In fact, when I heard Kling, was that a sound effect from JT, or was that you, Kling, with the boo? Or the
no, that was
or
me.
That was
Bob's
boo.
Yeah.
Well, Kling will recognize that because that's the same exact fake boo that they play when the Chiefs run on the field against the Chargers.
Yeah.
But three-fourths of the stadium are Chiefs fans. I hear this boo. I go, who's booing?
Right.
And then you see Radio Rick over there with his fader board, and he said, hey, you know, fade up, boo, boo, boo. But it was that's the SoFi fake noise on the ground of the old Hollywood Park that was owned by Smith Center native D. Hubbard.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is...
There you go. 935-867-610. Caller 15 right now.
So you mentioned Smith Center. We are headed back out, and I love going out to Smith Center for the Home on the Range cabin, and I think you guys have done such an amazing job, you and your dad and everybody out there, kind of restoring this cabin, which is just such a priceless piece of, like history that we have right here in our state that everybody needs to go see.
International treasure. We actually have a ton of international visitors. I think Dad set up to 30-some percent every year because the song has an international impact. And a lot of the Asian cultures love the Old West. I know Western Europe does. The Germans love it. And Home on the Range is the national anthem or the cowboy anthem, they call it. But for people that were there above before us to see the vision to preserve the cabin, that was built in 1872 where the lyrics of the song were written, to preserve it and to keep it on the very spot of where it was written. There's some charm and history. There's layers to it. Whether you're into music or whether you're into history, we try to protect Native American culture and history with it. So there's a lot of cool things going on there. And then We've added, working to add a 55-acre hiking and walking trail. You'll see when you go up there. We're working now on a 90-ton bridge so we can eventually build the amphitheater. I know they're probably listening today, but one of my goals, one of our goals actually with the People's Heartland Foundation, is to have the symphony there. And we have the actual symphony there playing Home on the Range where it was written. You can imagine that will be worth a, that'll be worth the drive to be a part of that. But anyway, that's our vision. We got Chiefs coming up this weekend. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, always going to be fun. We're going to go to Pooch's and, you know, talk some draft too, because there's a lot to talk about with the draft. What are they going to be asking us in Pooch's this year about the draft?
Oh, you'll see their electronic draft board. When you go into Pooch's, it's like going into Caesars, right, with all of the, you know, you see all of the games up, but it's all electronic. You'll, Pooch's will stun you now as you walk in, thinking I'm just here for a chicken fried steak and a beer and to argue about something sports. Or talk about, you know, Smith Center's opener next year against Chapman, which is a but anyway, the point is, Pooch's is very transformational. But you can talk draft all you want, and they might even have their own draft board up.
Perfect. And we all know we hate Chapman. That's a big rival, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I never played him. Actually, it's a 3A school, and Smith Center's 1A. No, we don't like Phillipsburg or Norton, but that's okay. That's or Plainville. Plainville, Jared Casey, the KU tight end, and Hayden Gillum, who might get drafted, was K-State center the last 4 years. They're both from Plainville.
Well, we hate everybody that plays Smith Center. I'll just say it that way, Mitch, because we're all rooting for them every single day. So I'm looking forward to being out there on Saturday with you. Always an amazing event. So let's talk a little draft. Let's look at the offseason first. Overall, what did you think of what the Chiefs have accomplished so far this offseason?
Well, Bob, we get enthralled with who we're going to get, the free agent. It's the madhouse shopping spree when free agency opens. What we overlook is who you keep and are able to keep, and they want to stay, and you're able to get something worked out with them. For it's a big deal for the Chiefs to be able to re-sign and get Drew Tranquil back. The same with Mike Gannon. People think, I mean, it's just understated what Mike has been able to do, and to do it in a very sublime way, but very impactful, whether he plays inside or outside. And you look at, you know, Derek Nnadi, I can go down the line of the guys that have been re-signed. I think that's where it starts. It's not as sexy a conversation, but the great teams who win on a sustained level in the National Football League must draft well, and Brett Veach has done that, but sustain those guys, build those guys, and if you can work it out, re-sign those guys in their second contract, so to speak. And the Chiefs have been able to do that with effectiveness. There's been exceptions, the Jared Sneed trade. You just couldn't get that one fit in the cap. But then to get Hollywood Brown and to put him in the fold from what he can do for this team and build up that wide receiver room, that's been impactful. But I think as fans, we need to appreciate what they've kept, identify to keep the guys they want, and to get it to fit under the cap.
So I think they've done a masterful job at that. Like defensive line, like, oh yeah, you mentioned Nnadi, Dana, you've obviously Jones, you got Felix now into year two, Karlaftis coming out. I mean, like, I'm like, okay, I could roll with that today, you know, but you're always looking to build depth there.
Valedictorian of that. I should have mentioned Chris by the way. I guess I just,
well, it was big, but
like, wow, that's so big.
Yeah.
It's arguably Mitch
at the top of the room.
Yeah. It's the biggest free agent signing in the NFL. I'm not even going to say arguably.
He was
the best free agent on the market
and
we got him. And like everybody just goes, oh yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, it's not that easy. So like defensive line's ready to go. Corner, you've been drafting over the years to kind of backfill now to replace LeJarius Sneed. Maybe you could say off. I just feel like I could roll a team out today and feel pretty good about it. And then we still have the draft next week. So what are you looking forward to seeing them get done in the draft?
Well, it's a very deep draft at wide receiver and offensive tackle. You talk about corner. And what's interesting is there another Trent McDuffie, because you can just feel Trent McDuffie, you know, slide into the Sneed role. Well, who can slide into the McDuffie role? And that is being like the slot blitzer, kind of move around. They matched him up, Trent, later in the year on guys. And there's good corners, as we know. Nazi Johnson comes back from injury. But there's a couple guys that could be there at 32 that would be of interest. And they've got to fit now the Spags mold of the size, willing to play man-to-man, willing tacklers. Quinyon Mitchell of Toledo is a really strong dude, and he kind of fits the Spags corner profile at 6 foot 195. He had 20 in the bench, but you know, powerful, strong, loves to tackle, play those bubble screens, which the Chiefs last year played as good as any team I've seen at any level. You know, those wide receiver screens where they run the tunnel screen inside, the Chiefs were spectacular at defending those time and time again. This will get into Kling's wheelhouse a little bit, but Cooper DeJean is one that becomes interesting. Is he a corner? Is he a safety? He was really good at Iowa, but he fits that 6'2", 203, you know, big hands, kind of wants to tackle and, you know, kind of wants to fight you a little bit. He's a small town Iowa kid, Oldabilt, Iowa. But those are a couple guys that come to mind that would fit as a corner, either late first, early second, if you do some trading or find a trade partner that's even willing to trade with us right now. But wide receivers, also intriguing. And then offensive tackle. I think the run on offensive tackles will be pretty strong in front of us, but that means they'll push him a starting, capable starting wide receiver at the 32 spot. That gets exciting.
So, all right, I got a couple of things to kind of bounce off of there that you just talked about. Number one, with the wide receiver, you talked up the cornerbacks, got me excited for a cornerback. I'm not in the camp that we need to go out and have to have a wide receiver at number 32. Do you think that their goal is to get a wide receiver at 32, or do you think their goal is what they've had all along and whoever the best available player is at any position we're going to take?
Well, I think you nailed it on the last phrase there that you stated. And let's go back to Kling's thought. Hey, might be okay just to what we have right now. If we had to play tomorrow, roll it out there. But I think this draft and where the needs of the Chiefs are, let's say corner, possible offensive tackle, wide receiver for sure, you can stay true to your board and find someone who can have an immediate impact in that first Thursday night opener in this draft. And again, wide receiver, there's some depth there. I mean, I love Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. I don't know where he's going to be. I don't know why he's going to, but he's fallen into that range where he could be available in later in the first round or where the Chiefs are. He's a Deebo Samuel clone, if you've ever seen one. And I would love a Deebo Samuel type receiver because it takes pressure off Travis Kelce. We think you need a tight end to take pressure off Travis Kelce. But if you have a big yards after catch, strong, what Rashee Rice was able to do, is able to do, take pressure off Kelce. That'll take double teams off of him. You can attack 8 to 15 yards, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a tight end. So there's guys that fit right in there. Malachi Corley could be available later at a Western Kentucky. And then you get the slender guys. There's a group of guys that are good wide receivers, good route runners, but they're kind of slender. I don't know if Troy Franklin of Oregon will be there. He's only 176 pounds. Ladd McConkey of Georgia gets talked about. But he's had some injury issues, but I love the way they run routes. Honestly, A.D. Mitchell of Texas, if he was there, it'd be tantalizing to take him because he feels like kind of the whole package. But to answer your question, Bob, I think there will be a starting caliber player for Brett Veach and his staff at 32 in this draft, at a position of need. And that is not always the case when you're drafting 32 as a defending Super Bowl champion.
You also mentioned something there. I don't want to say a throwaway comment, but a comment was, you know, if they could trade up, but nobody wants to trade with the Chiefs. And that's kind of where Josh and I were. We love talking about the trade scenarios that are out there. We talked about one, you know, with the Bears and possibly trading up to number 9. Somebody rolled out a scenario, you know, with the Bears potentially. But I also look at that and go, if you're trading with the Chiefs, you're making them better. They're already the best team in the league. How many teams, Mitch, do you think truly have an interest in even considering a trade to keep the Chiefs better and get them better?
It's a very real dynamic. This isn't just a ha-ha comment and let's chuckle, because we have seen Brett Veach be able to move up or down. He sees what he wants. He goes and gets it. I think that he's going to be a little bit handcuffed because nobody wants to be the team to trade with the Chiefs right now. And we joke, and it sounds like a, you know, a statement of hubris, but if you better be a very secure GM, probably in the NFC, to make a trade with the Chiefs right now. There has just been this attitude in talking with our scouts when they've either gone to Senior Bowl or Combine or people where, oh, it's the Chiefs, don't talk to them. Like, what secrets will they pick up? If you're a GM who is a little bit insecure and you want to nail this draft and you trade with the Chiefs in any way, shape, or form, all of a sudden that becomes a negative, not only within the league, but in within your own franchise. So it's a very real thing. And the Chiefs have to be prepared not to find very many trade partners at all and be able to nail these picks again, which what Brett Veach has done. He has strung together great drafts, hard to do, but he's done it. When you look at the 2021, 22, and 23 drafts, the 22 draft, amazing with all his defensive guys and Pacheco. And then you look at what was happening with happened last year. Shamari Connor was very impactful coming in. It's a big spring. You'll see Felix on Saturday. Felix Anyadike Uzomah will be in Smith Center.
Nice.
Big spring for him. And then the 21 draft. You know, we saw with those guys, with Creed and Trey and those guys.
So do you think, and somewhat sort of jesting, but not, like the Bears have 1-9. Obviously, we have connections to Chicago. Ryan Poles is the GM. Ted Cruz is now going up there to the Chicago Bears. Is it easier to get a deal done with, like, the people that you know that have been there for you, that have been in the foxhole with you before, or is that just me thinking like Pollyanna?
No, but that's your narrow group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a you could probably count on one hand that you're going to be able to, and that would be a team you could, because Chicago feels like that they're making a push. They have got, Poles has got to, he's got to hit this draft, obviously. He's got control of it, truthfully. But he also has a division where, I mean, here are the Lions now. You haven't had to worry about the Lions for 30 years. Well, now you worry about the Lions possibly being the best team in that division. The Packers get Jordan Love cooking. So Poles has a shot to push ahead in the division, but he better, because the NFC North is improving, all four teams. And so that is a team that would be possible, but you could sit here and spend the rest of your show looking for somebody else.
Mitch, we appreciate the time, as always.
Secure GM in the NFC is what
we're
looking for.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. So how many guys does that encompass? Yeah, right?
Working on that list.
Maybe Dallas is the only one.
Let's see. Out of the six, there's 16 NFC teams. Now we got three,
yeah,
four.
Three, maybe. Dallas, definitely, because the GM's the owner. That's the only team in the East. Well, Howie Roseman, that's two right there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think Howie's trading with us either.
Niners, maybe.
John,
I mean,
Lynch.
You know, we got a good relationship with them.
Trading with us,
not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. They're not. So, I mean, maybe Les Snead in L.A.
Maybe. So now you've added another qualifier.
He doesn't want picks anywhere.
Your GM in the NFC who would even be remotely interested in trading with
yeah,
the Chiefs. That,
yes. That's little.
Now you're down to two fingers.
Okay. Two people. Real quick, before we let you get out of here, we got a question on the text line from the 816. What is the mascot for Valley Heights High School in Blue Rapids, Kansas?
Oh, the Mustangs. Are you from Blue Valley or are you from Waterville? That's the question here. Maybe you're from Cleburne, which was buried by Tuttle Creek Lake. I don't know. But if you go to Valley Heights High School, there's more questions that have to be asked to clarify it. But really good team in the Twin Valley League. It's they've really improved in football. It's there's a guy named Tim Steele who's the top audiologist in the Chiefs Kingdom. He's from there. His dad coached there. Two great communities in Blue Rapids and Waterville.
I don't know if you're pulling a Bob Fesco and just making something up, but that was brilliant.
I don't care.
Well done.
It seems like it's
not Dubuque Hempstead, but it's close.
It's another Mustang. There you go.
Mitch, I'll see you on Saturday. Looking forward to Smith Center as always. We'll get her done out there, and hopefully Trey and I can run the pickleball courts this year.
Oh yeah, you and Trey together. You guys are a duo, man.
Yeah, we are.
We'll have fun. I mean, it's golf and pickleball. We have a huge Chiefs chat that night. We have, it's almost like a night at the theater with the Chiefs. But we bring the Chiefs to rural Kansas for a cause that is really pretty impactful for our whole region. Just wait till we get the amphitheater built, and you'll hear a lot more about the Home on the Range cabin right in our backyard.
Mitch, we'll see you Saturday, and look forward to the draft next week.
Yep, see you, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.